Hello, friends. Today, I want to explain how to do some Buddhist practice. You could say how to do some prayers, but we're Buddhists, so we're going to do some practice for someone who has recently died. So first of all, you should just know the Buddha taught about karma, about actions that we do individually or actions that we do together. And those of us who have made a lot of karmic actions together, who are in the same family, who know each other, etc., we have a lot of karma together, and that means that we're connected. So even if somebody has died, from a Buddhist perspective, they're not like gone. Their mind still exists. They're just without a body. They haven't been reborn into their next lifetime yet. So those of us who are connected to that person can still help them. And I just want you to know that what I'm going to share in this video or this podcast today is based on Tibetan teachings on the death and rebirth process, but it's also based on what modern research on near-death experiences and cases of reincarnation that scientists have investigated on what those things also tell us about what happens after you die and the best ways to help somebody who has recently died. So the first thing I want to say about this is actually when not to try to help someone who is in an in-between state. So from what the Buddhist teachings tell us about death and the rebirth process, when someone has recently died, they are very connected still to the people they love or were close to, you know, in this lifetime. And whatever our emotions are as the loved ones of someone who's died, they might be very sensitive to what we're feeling. So the first thing is, if you're in a lot of pain or a lot of grief right now about this loss, that might not be the best time to try and reach out and connect and help this person, because they might pick up on your pain or your loss. So you really want to wait until you're not in such an emotionally charged state to be able to try to help this person. So once you are ready to help them, you're in a little bit more centered state, more stable, you can set aside some time just to do a little practice for them. And when I say practice, you might be thinking of meditation, but really I just mean any kind of activity that for you is going to generate a positive mental state that's going to be helpful for you to get your mind stabilized, that can then help this person in the bardo state, the state between death and rebirth, to also stabilize their mind and have more positive states of mind rather than negative states. So first of all, if you have a space where you like to meditate or pray or do whatever spiritual practice you like to do, it's nice to set that space up and to set some time aside to do this practice specifically for this person. So if you don't have a little shrine area, maybe you could set aside a corner of your room. If you have like a garden or an outdoor space, you could use that area. Whatever area is going to feel safe and comfortable for you to have just a quiet, peaceful area to reflect, to generate positive states of mind, and to help this person out. If you want to add candles or incense, all of those can be nice for sort of setting the mood. If you have a singing bowl that you want to use in your practice, anything that's going to help you feel like this is a special time and a special place and it's dedicated to supporting this person, go ahead, use that. The other thing is, you might want to have a picture of this person or their name, or if it's not somebody you knew personally, like maybe you just saw a story on the news and was really sad, you might have, you know, an image that you saw with that news article in front of you to help you think about that person and connect with them. So the next thing is, you might know in Tibetan Buddhism, there's a lot of special meditations that you can do for someone who's dying or someone who recently died, even someone who's died a while ago, but you don't have to do anything special. If you already have a meditation practice or a mindfulness practice or any kind of spiritual practice that just puts you in a positive state of mind, that's great. Something you're already familiar with, that's already comfortable to you, especially if this person maybe did this practice with you, or it would have meant something to them, that's really helpful. So it doesn't have to be something special. It can just be something you already know how to do. And then once you've settled into this meditative state, and by the way, in the next section of this video, I will show you a mantra that you can use to just, you know, repeat to cultivate a positive state of mind, to send positive wishes to somebody. But again, you don't have to use that. So once you're kind of settled in, whether you're doing some mindfulness or prayer, whatever it might be, you're settled, you're ready to kind of support this person, what you can do is mentally or even out loud, kind of call their name. Bring them to mind. Let them know that you're thinking of them and that you want to support them. This is something that it might sound kind of crazy, but in traditional circles, that's how it's done. The Tibetan Book of the Dead that you might have heard of, there's actually a lot of different texts in the Tibetan tradition that are about death and dying and how to really make the most of that time. It's a great spiritual opportunity, you know, shedding the body, shedding our ordinary sense of self. Our true nature, our Buddha nature, can kind of come into our experience fully. So when you're kind of calling this person by name and holding them in mind, they have this opportunity to really let go, to make some maybe spiritual growth, have some realizations in this bardo state. And I know that like those of us raised in like a modern Western culture might not necessarily believe that just thinking of someone's name will kind of draw them to us. But in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, that's exactly what you would do. If you were reciting it to someone who had recently died, you would call their name and you would say, just so you know, you're dead. So if this person died suddenly or, you know, without warning, something happened to them, or maybe even they were in a coma and maybe they weren't conscious and aware of what was happening before they passed away, you might just let them know, communicate to them, again, either in a spoken way or with your thoughts, you know, you've passed over to the other side. You've left your body behind. You're in this bardo state and it's an opportunity for you to, you know, to let go of the old and to wake up into something new. If you've read near-death experience accounts, you'll know that people talk about going toward the light. They talk about being greeted by a spiritual figure or ancestors. These figures often have an incredible sense of love and wisdom. People talk about feeling like they're coming home, feeling so deeply embraced. And a lot of people don't actually want to come back from a near-death experience. Often they have really tight connections on the earth still, and that's what brings them back. So for those of us who are trying to support a loved one who's passed away, we don't know what they're experiencing, obviously. It might be scary for us to think about it, but I think it's helpful to hold in mind the possibility that this person may be in a state where they're fine. They're doing well. So we're calling out to them to support them. But we can have this sense that there's a lot of spiritual opportunity, that just because they've passed away, even if the circumstances were very bad or traumatic, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are suffering right now. So I also just want to mention that, you know, often when people are in a coma or something like that, another time when we think they can't hear us, people often will report hearing what was going on around them. So I think in a factual way, the person who's passed away may be able to receive our communication with them. So just hold that in mind. And that's part of the reason not to try and do a practice like this if you're really upset or if you're just not in a good mental state because you don't want to connect with this person and then, you know, upset them in this bardo state where their mind is very like open to all different influences. So just get yourself in a good positive state and then reach out to them. And this brings me to the third part of what I want to talk about. I want to just offer you a mantra, which comes, I encountered it in Tibetan Buddhism, but it's a very widespread mantra throughout Central and East Asia. This is the mantra of Amitabha. who is also called Amitofu in Chinese and Amida in Japanese. If you want more of an explanation on who Amitabha is, other mantras that you can use, you can see a link in the show notes below. But for now, all you really need to know if you want to use this Amitabha mantra to do some practice for anyone who's passed away is that Amitabha is the Buddha of infinite light. Infinite light. So whoever has passed away, you can just imagine them being supported by this wise, kind, loving luminosity. And the mantra is Om Ami Dewa Hri. I'll put that on the screen so you can read it, so you can see it again. Om Ami Dewa Hri. And this mantra, often people want to have like a translation of a mantra, but that's not really the way this works. Think of a mantra as like a magical spell. By saying the mantra of Amitabha, you're invoking the energy of this Buddha. And I'll put an image of Amitabha on the screen here so you can see it. Or if you're listening, you can find a link to the YouTube video in the show notes. But Amitabha, the story of how Amitabha became a Buddha was that he wanted to make it easy for anyone to be reborn into a pure land. And in a Buddhist sense, a pure land is this amazing realm. It sounds a lot like a heaven or like a heavenly realm. If you're born into this pure land, it's a beautiful place. There's very little suffering. There are Buddhas there to teach you, and it's an easy place to become enlightened. So if the person has recently passed away was Buddhist, or if this would make sense to them, you can maybe bring them to mind. Imagine them being with you, present, and then you can say this mantra, Om Ami Dewa Hri. Just, you know, say it again and again. Or there are also a lot of wonderful like videos on YouTube or tracks on Insight Timer where you can listen to music of someone singing this mantra. And you can just allow that magical mantra, that magical spell to evoke this idea of rebirth into a wonderful existence. Passing through the bardo state, the state between death and rebirth, coming out the other side into something wonderful and having an opportunity from there, from a Buddhist perspective, to just completely wake up to reality, never to get born again into cyclic existence or samsara, but just to have the opportunity to become a Buddha. If the person wasn't Buddhist, or you don't think maybe saying the Amitabha mantra for this person would be appropriate, you can still say that mantra yourself and just imagine blessings coming to that person from whatever spiritual being would be meaningful to them. If they were Christian, you can say the Amitabha mantra and feel that they're receiving the blessings of Jesus. If their ancestors were meaningful to them, you can say the Amitabha mantra and just imagine that person's ancestors coming to greet them. If you don't know anything about this person, you can say the Amitabha mantra and just have a sense of light supporting this person. At the end of the day, it kind of doesn't matter whether they're Buddhist or not. You're just trying to create a positive state of mind in yourself, and you can then share that energy with the person who's passed away. I hope these suggestions have been helpful. I hope that you'll be able to use them to benefit people you know who have passed away, to respond to stuff you see on the news instead of feeling just helpless. Maybe this is a way to do something in your spiritual practice. And hopefully also there will be ways to take some action politically or on a larger scale. But for now, I just wanted to have a few simple things that you can put into practice. If you have questions about anything that I talked about in this video, because I covered kind of a lot, but not in a lot of depth, just drop a comment and I will see if I can address it. You can also find my email address in the show notes. You can write me. So I hope this is helpful, and happy practicing, happy meditating or praying for those who have passed away.